being perfectly still for 90 minutes with people jumping, laughing, moving around, and loud music playing.
Yeah, good subject, I thought.
She was totally frozen. She was
totally.
She was in her own little private la la land.
And she was very pretty, and she had this beautiful black hair, and pretty soon it'd all be on this side of her face. She couldn't see her. That'd be on this side of her. She was just going from person to person.
Did she drool?
She did not drool.
But what was asking.
But what was funny is when everybody stood up to do their little routine in front of the crowd, she just would stretch out in all like four or five seats.
And here's a funny thing too. Here's what I noticed about her is when you were telling them put your hands up and all this, she was twitching. I saw her. I said, she wants to. I told my partner, she wants to, but she would not allow herself. And then pretty soon she was, whoink.
Well, what happened, I believe, with her is some people feel extremely heavy. So I say, you may be extremely light, you may feel very heavy. She was feeling heavy.
Oh,
but everybody else was,
and she just slept through the whole performance. And
so she probably came out of there just rejuvenated, right?
Well, she was tired right at first, and I think you probably took care of her, didn't you?
Yeah, when I emerged her at the end of the show, I noticed that she had that, you know, I call it the 10-mile stare look on her face.
Yeah.
And I said, you feeling okay? And she said, I'm feeling tired. Well, typically after an hour or so of hypnosis, you're going to feel really relaxed but really energetic. It's like a really good workout is how you feel.
Oh, yeah.
So on the count of three, one, two, three, breathe in energy, breathe in life. You could see her face change in front of the audience. Yeah. She had the energy back.
It was amazing. Wow. He had nine other people that just had such a blast. He didn't make anybody do anything foolish. They all cooperated. It was.
And Jay, you said you felt yourself going.
Well, here's what happened when he first started doing the induction. I was out there and I thought, well, I'm just going to relax. Well, pretty soon I felt my eyes twitching and blinking. And I thought, okay, go with it. And then all of a sudden when I was under, I thought, no, I'm not the star here. I want to watch the show. And so I said, no, I'm not going to allow myself. And I felt great. And I just had a blast, laughed through the whole show. It was really fun.
So quickly, what was your favorite part? If you could pick one or two things, most amazed? Go ahead.
Okay, here was the fun part. When you had three or four of them up there, you'd given them your suggestions. This is what you're going to be. And you had the guy who was the laughter police. Mm-hmm. And you had the other girl who was the sign language. Mm-hmm. I mean, you had all these people, and they were all operating from what you told them without him even anything. And that's amazing to me when people remember. You tell them once, this is what's here, and this is what you're going to do. And then you go on, you move on to someone else, and you tell them, and the audience is laughing. And the minute it happens, they're on their part.
So what was the laughter police? What was he supposed to do?
Oh, he was trying to tell everybody, stop it. Now you should stop laughing. And he gave him some words, funny bunny or some stuff. What were the words you gave him?
Yeah, I take away all the swear words.
Yeah, took away all. So he
makes it funnier, but it's fluffy bunny.
Fluffy bunny.
Pop-Tart.
And he was saying, you better stop it, fluffy bunny. I mean, just out of the blue. And he was hilarious. Hilarious. They were all. It was so fun. If you get a chance to see Dan Kim, please do it. You will love it. It was amazing.
Thank you.
I had a great time. Now to you, Sean.
Hello.
And were you there for the early show last night?
I was there for the first one when I first walked in there.
And how was your crowd?
It was
kind of flimsy on Friday night, wasn't it? I noticed downtown
was it big? Good. It was a real good show last night.
Oh,
all the
awesome.
Folks came out to laugh. It was we had a good participation group.
Oh,
and
good.
It was like, I like that. I like it when the audience becomes part of it. I'm not really a riffer or somebody who likes to make fun of the audience, but I do like to make the audience part of what we do.
Yeah, you do. So. You always get them. You always pull them in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get that. You know, for someone who talks on the microphone, I know you got a wimpy there. That thing is limp, honey. Oh, there you go.
There you are.
Now you got a stiffy. Oh, hey, all right.
No,
see,
we really
only do the laugh tracks when somebody, like last week, okay, loved him. He was fabulous. But sometimes comedians are hard to interview. They will not be a little serious. They won't be personable. They just want to do their show. So if you just want to do your show, then we have the laugh track for you.
The laugh
track. Yeah, so. What is it, Sean? Yeah. Okay.
See, I don't even have to say anything.
Yeah, you didn't have to tell a joke. You're funny looking.
I'm just glad to be in here with this air conditioning, man. It is so hot outside.
Yeah. I know it is.
I was standing outside. I seen the devil looking for a glass of water.
Oh,
came
no.
Up to me.
And you said, no. No.
He looked at me and said, I could have just stayed home for this.
So now you came all the way from San Francisco. Are you still living in the Bay Area?
Yeah, I'm still living in the Bay Area. I'm from Vallejo, California.
And you're doing some stand-up over there every
Fairfield,
weekend?
Fairfield, San Francisco, Sacramento, back and forth.
Everywhere.
I love to make people laugh. I mean, just watching people laugh is the best feeling in the world.
Oh, I know it. And you just got that sense and that timing.
Well, when folks look at me, though, most people don't even know I'm a comedian. Like, if I'm standing outside of a comedy club, I'm usually checking IDs.
Well, you could be a rapper. You could be a doorman.
I get that all the time. Oh, you want to see my ID? Yes, I do. Pull it out.
I said your ID.
Yep, make the whole group stand in a line outside. Everybody pull your IDs out.
So where do you get most of your routine from? What do you write? How do you write? I mean, people want to know how to write a stand-up.
Honestly, I don't even write.
You just go out there and
I just go out there. I feel what
you just egg on the crowd.
That's it. I've got four kids, which is at least an hour of comedy. I'm kind of a spontaneous thing. I talk about what most people are thinking but don't want to say. You know, like,
well, like.
For instance, why is it that women?
Hey, your wimpy's gone limp again.
They said, "Why?" You know, like I say, why is it that women open their mouth when they put on eye mascara?
Ah, good why? One.
Yeah, nobody knows why though. No. I have never gotten an answer from anybody yet. Why they do that? They just say they do that. I even went to Macy's where the lady puts makeup on for you, and she had her mouth open. I still didn't get it. You know, I was like, "What is this?" But it's like this. It's a little stuff that people don't think about. It's like, men, why do we shake the gas pump before we put it back?
Yeah, well, I wonder about that, but that's pretty easy to figure out.
We know that
it's
one, right?
That's real, yeah. Something is waist high and dripping. You got to shake it before you put it away. That's what we do.
It's true.
It is true. That's funny.
Now I'm gonna feel weird about it every time.
So, what does your wife think of it?
I don't.
Do you tell wife jokes?
I do not tell wife jokes.
Are you single?
Yes.
With four kids?
Yes.
Shut the heck up.
I'm running.
That's funny already.
Not really.
Uh-huh.
It's only funny when I drop them off at school and I see how other parents treat their kids.
Well, you're a glutton for punishment. How old are they?
I have a 16-year-old, a 13-year-old, an 8-year-old, and a 6-year-old.
Are they Whoa. Funny? Do they try to up you one every time you tell a joke?
My 13-year-old is funny. He's the one with all the jokes. He's the one that comes to me. And he's the crazy one. The other ones, they're all too serious. And my boy, my little baby boy, he's just the athlete.
Gosh. Well, that's good. But you got one that's a good audience, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And just always trying to up you.
Oh, yeah. And they come out to my shows, too. That's the thing about my shows is that I'm not your average everyday comedian thing. I don't cuss. I'm not the one that's going to sit there and cuss at you. I do a clean show. I do it to where everybody can enjoy themselves when they come out.
And I do think that's good about you, Sean, because I know people are a little bit tired of that. You know, so much in the world going on.
Oh, yeah.
So many people in your face.
Mm-hmm.
That it's nice to have someone who just makes you laugh and it's light and you do that.
Right.
Who wants to go to the show?
I want to go.
Somebody's on the phone.
We got an accomplice going. Oh, we've got Glenda's got a question for him. Okay. Hey, Glenda, you there?
I'm still here, Jay.
Hi there. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Really good. Who you got a question for?
I wanted to ask your comedian.
All right. Sean?
Yeah, I think I'm funny, Sean.
Do you think you're funny?
So what would be the very first thing I would need to do to pursue a career in stand-up comedy? Do you go find an open mic night or something? What's the very first thing you need to do?
Well, how comfortable are you in speaking in front of people?
Don't have a problem with it at all.
Well, you can tell that by your attitude on the phone.
I ain't got no problem talking to nobody.
No problem talking to nobody.
Why? You think I got a problem?
Yeah,
no problem.
That's the first thing you should do. The first thing you should do, find the open mics, come in there. And, you know, go on. The more you go on stage, the more repetition you get actually working your set out, it gets a whole lot better.
But I don't find a lot of that in Reno.
Huh.
No, now we got it, though. We got it now with the Pioneer Underground, thanks to Wayne now.
Yeah,
he's brought
Wayne.
All this wonderful comedy here. And
well, he has an open mic?
Club.
When does he have
a... Well, he has a guest spot.
Well, he has a guest spot.
The guest spot.
Oh, okay.
So you have open mic night there?
Tell her again, Sean. We're all talking.
Well, it's not really an open mic, but he has the regular shows on the weekends that he has guest spots on there. So he allows the local folks from Reno to come in there and do guest spots on the show with the actual comedians that are doing it.
All right. Thank you very much.
Well, you better get on that list, Glenda. You want to go to the show?
I want to do a show.
What's your last name?
She wants to do a show.
I hear her. She wants to do
she
a show.
She wants tickets and she wants the microphone.
She wants tickets and then she's going to take over. I got to tell. Thank you, Glenda, for your call. We appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, good advice. Sean, you're going to have some competition going on.
Bring it on,
Bring
Glenda.
It on, baby. Tonight, two shows with Sean Peabody, 8 and 10 o'clock.
Yep.
And Dan Kim. Well, you know what I was thinking? Dan, we were talking about because I'm a California licensed hypnotist, although I haven't used it in many, many years. But you don't need anybody there with you. It is so fantastic and so hilarious. I was going to tell you today, what would you do with an assistant? You just throw me under the pile. That's what
It'd
you
be
do.
Even funnier.
You throw me under the pile.
We can grab a great routine in about a couple days.
Yeah?
It'd be fun to have you on stage.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
That's right. It'd be fun.
I know, but you're so good out there. I feel like I'd just be some fifth wheel there going. I'd probably be going under.
I'm a Sean. I'm an improv guy. And it's what's funny about my show is I never know what I'm going to get.
Oh, don't you fib to me.
It's like getting a Christmas present from grandma. You never know what's going to be.
You are kidding me, aren't you? You got that all canned out there, don't you?
No,
you don't. But it does sound like it is so fantastic.
Doesn't the female assistant have to wear spandex?
Hey, I can do that.
It's leotards.
Leotard. Yeah.
Leotard headband.
Big hair.
And jelly shoes.
Big. I'm there. Okay. Well, all right. Well,
we'll talk about that.
We'll talk about that. Yeah, I'd love to be your assistant. If you think, I mean, you're so good, I'd hate to upstage you or something.
Listen to this.
We would compliment each other.
Yes, we would, wouldn't we?
You know, what we could do is we could put them all to sleep and go have pizza and come back.
And they'd all just be sleeping there. What a show.
You know, and so what did you think of the Emerge? I'm quite curious to ask you that. That's at the end when I felt
it was real quick.
The Emerge?
Yeah. Yeah, it was like, I didn't see a whisper in everybody's ear.
Oh.
I was waiting for that.
Oh, no, I don't whisper in the ears.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. It's something totally new. Well, we didn't see that, Sean.
I would love to have him on the stage. And the biggest laugh I got last night from the audience is, remember, now I do the knuckle bump to put him back to sleep.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
That big giant guy at the end.
Oh, he was hilarious.
He said, give me a fist kiss. And what did he do?
Yeah, he kissed your fist.
Kissed my fist, yeah.
I thought, how literally. He was a really good subject. What's he writing there? Your pan on the show? Take your pants off the show? You're doing a nude show tonight? Oh.
Now we're together on my show.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. He wants us to do this thing together. I don't know. Maybe
you
it'll
be
fun.
Great.
It'll be fun. I'm afraid you put me out. I don't know. You might make me act like a fool.
No, I wouldn't.
Fool. Yes, you would, because it's easy. Okay, we'll see maybe next Friday, huh?
We'll see you next Friday, of course.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, I'll get my big hair.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my spandex.
Yep.
Will you come, JP, and bring your wife?
Are you going to wear a leotard and a headband? What else did you say?
Stirrup pants and jelly shoes.
What's a jelly shoe?
Do you really want to